The Paranormal Podcast is brought to you by Gaia, the streaming TV service dedicated to exploring the cutting edge of metaphysics, ancient wisdom, and the unexplained, now with a new and improved website. The first month of your membership is 99 cents, so sign up today by going to Gaia.com/Jim. That's Gaia.com/Jim. Thanks, Gaia.
This is the Paranormal Podcast with Jim Harrell.
Happy New Year, everybody. I'm Jim Harrell. This is the Paranormal Podcast, and I can't believe we're on the cusp of 2017, and that could only mean one thing if you're listening to the Paranormal Podcast, and we're about ready to do our year-end special. Looking forward to 2017. We have one of our favorite guests. I think she's been on almost every year since we started the show. It feels like it, at least. I'm talking about astrologer par excellence Maria DeSimone, and she's going to tell us what the stars have to hold in general in 2017, and then we've got some lucky callers who are going to get some of Maria's astrology analysis and wisdom. Maria, happy new year to you.
Happy new year. Glad to be back.
It's exciting. It's exciting. We got through 2016, certainly a very eventful year, and interested to see what it'll look like for the signs in 2017. So first of all, I always like to kind of play catch up. I mean, we really talk about once a year, once or twice a year, but it's always good to catch up. What's been new in the world of Maria DeSimone in the last year in 2016?
Everything is pretty much status quo. I'm still doing lots of horoscope writing and astrology videos for my website, insightfulastrology.com, and for tarot.com. I'm still seeing clients, teaching the whole gamut, and there is still the membership option on my website, which offers lots of astrological goodies for those who are enthusiastic about the stars.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, let's talk a little bit about the stars this coming year, 2017. What are some of the general themes that you're seeing?
Well, overall, I am excited about 2017 because I do feel like things are calming down. The planets have been quite cranky over the past few years. And although there will be a few bumps here and there, overall, I just have the general feeling that 2017 will be much calmer and happier than in years recent past. One of the reasons I'm saying this is because Jupiter, the planet of expansion and abundance, will actually be moving through partnership Libra for most of 2017. He'll be there until October of 2017. And we actually had him enter in September of 2016. But what Jupiter in Libra really means is we're going back to relating. We're going back to understanding each other and learning how to work together, how to partner up. And this will come out both in personal romantic relationships, but also business connections for a lot of people. And there is a strong theme of learning how to kind of balance one's individual needs with recognizing that no man is an island, and relationships are actually quite valid, and we need them to help us grow. And so Jupiter in Libra will facilitate that. One other little kind of monkey wrench is that Venus, the planet of love, the planet of money and self-worth, will actually retrograde in 2017 from March 4th until April 15th. And a Venus retrograde cycle happens every couple of years. And when she turns retrograde, it is a time of reevaluating your relationships, your core values, and your how you're making money, how you're utilizing your talents and abilities. And this Venus retrograde is primarily going to be in Aries, which gives a very strong flavor to us going back and trying to figure out that balance of relationship without losing one's identity. Aries is really all about the identity and the actualized self and figuring out who I am and what I need. So Venus retrograde there in Aries will remind us, hey, you know, if your identity is getting a little confused and muddled, it's time to get that back on track. And you will. I think everybody will, and it'll be an interesting time. And so the eclipses in 2017 are extremely fortunate. So that's also a great assist to astrologers looking at the year ahead and saying, hey, this year looks better. And what I mean by the eclipses are fortunate is that each eclipse that we have in 2017 is making positive aspects to other planets in the sky. So there's a lot of support, and the eclipses are primarily in the Leo-Aquarius axis for 2017. So those guys are going to get a lot of life changes. And, of course, everything depends on your birth chart, how it all falls out in your natal chart. But in general, these eclipses are very happy. And so we'll see themes collectively about opening our heart, giving and receiving love, humanitarian and political concerns and awareness being heightened with the Aquarius eclipses. And Leo is about pleasure, fun, children, and romance. So those eclipses will be happening in 2017. The outer planets are pretty happy with each other for the most part, and that is another reason why 2017 will be much calmer than in recent years.
Well, that's a welcome thing to hear. I'm really glad to hear that. Well, you know, it's soon going to be that time, Maria. Right after this break, we're going to take some time and we're going to bring in some of our listeners and talk about what the stars hold for 2017. So we'll be right back with the Paranormal Podcast, astrologer par excellence Maria DeSimone, right after this on the Paranormal Podcast. The Paranormal Podcast is brought to you by Gaia, the streaming TV service dedicated to exploring the cutting edge of metaphysics, ancient wisdom, and the unexplained. Now, last time we talked, I said that you'd been good, and I'm not surprised that you did find that new streaming device or smartphone or tablet in your stocking. The question is, what are you going to watch on your new smartphone, tablet, or streaming TV device? Of course, you have all of those great movie channels everyone knows about. The names are household names. I won't repeat them here. But what if you want the cutting edge of metaphysics, ancient wisdom, and the unexplained? Well, there is an answer. And that answer is Gaia, the streaming TV service dedicated to exploring the topics we love. For example, in January, Gaia is starting off the new year with a bang with a bunch of new shows, but here's just a couple. George Norrie's Beyond Belief, his regular series on Gaia, will feature a program on learning to change the future, which is kind of a neat thing. The series Buzzsaw will tackle the fascinating Mandela Effect with Corey Good. And that's just scratching the surface of the latest programming coming to Gaia in January alone. So now you really can stream Gaia anywhere. You have all these great devices, an upgraded state-of-the-art website, apps, your phones, your tablets. It's fantastic. Regardless of the way you access it, you're going to explore life's biggest mysteries with hosts like David Wilcock, Regina Meredith, and again, of course, George Norrie. And I haven't even mentioned their fantastic area of yoga, which is a huge section on Gaia. I think you'll really enjoy it. It is a great time to join because the first month of your membership is only 99 cents, and you can cancel at any time. To mind the wisdom and be entertained and enlightened, just go to Gaia.com/Jim. That's Gaia.com/Jim to sign up for your first month. It's only 99 cents. Now, that's a real holiday gift if I've ever seen one. Check it out. 5,000 years of wisdom now streaming on Gaia. History like you've never seen it. That's Gaia. Thanks, Gaia, and happy holidays. Well, now, Maria, comes the time of the show where we bring in some of our callers to find out what the stars have in store for 2017. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Up next on the show is John. Now, he's calling all the way in from Johannesburg, South Africa. He was born May 25th at 6 a.m. So, John, first of all, thank you for joining us all the way from South Africa. Now, we've got a little hiss on the line, but hey, you're in South Africa and we're in the States, so that's okay. And yeah. Maria is going to tell you what the stars have in store. So take it away, Maria.
Hello, John. I'm so excited to talk to you today. Happy New Year. And so before I begin, I want to know, do you have any familiarity with astrology? Have you seen your birth chart before? Have you studied it at all?
Look, I'm not quite familiar with it. Let's say that I'm pretty ignorant on it. Let's put it that way.
Okay, no, that's fine. That's fine. So, but you are absolutely open to it, which is what I love. And so astrology basically is the study of planetary cycles and how those cycles reflect human behavior and development here on Earth. And so when I am looking at your cycles, I am looking at your energetic potential. So we assess your character potential, but also your soul lessons, and on a more everyday type of trajectory, what may be happening for you in the year ahead. And that's what we're focusing on today with the call. And so if I have an accurate birth time for you of 6 a.m., and accuracy with birth time is crucial, please understand that, to get the best predictions time-wise. If I'm working with an accurate birth time, I can tell you right away that 2017 is absolutely going to be a game-changing year for you in two areas, home and family and in your profession. So before I explain more about why and what I'm seeing, are you fairly certain that 6 a.m. is an accurate birth time?
Yes, it is a fairly accurate one.
Oh, okay, so then I don't have to worry about adjusting that, and I can tell you that in 2017, there is a remarkable cycle that will begin to build up for you that has to do with the planet Uranus. Now, Uranus in astrology is revolution. It wakes us up. It makes us feel alive when it is cooperating with our chart. If it's not cooperating with our chart, it tends to destabilize us and can be very jarring and unsettling. Now, you have the positive energy of Uranus working for you in 2017 with a vital part of your chart called the midheaven, and this is the career angle. And Uranus happens to be the ruling planet. He's the boss of your particular midheaven, since you have Aquarius there. And so what this means is you have an extraordinary level of professional support where unexpected positive developments are taking you in a new direction in 2017. This is going to begin in earnest over the summer. So something is beginning to brew. You may already understand what it is. You may have an inkling. You might not. You might not even be looking for a career change, although I will tell you that whatever this is, you are going to be very happy about it, and it is going to help elevate your status and allow you to express your originality. Whatever it is about your profession that makes you unique, that you can contribute to in a unique way, because that is the stamp of Uranus. So the dates I want you to pay attention to, July 11th, August 26th, these dates are when the magic is really happening. And what makes me even more excited for you is that sandwiched right in between that time period is a beautiful eclipse on August 21st that will fall exactly on your home and family sector. So whatever the home and family sector is exactly opposite the career sector, and they tend to work together. So it looks like there is an unexpected happy change of career direction that might even affect your family life. This could be a move because of career. This could be you working at home, something to do with that. Or it could be that simultaneously with the career shift, there is a very happy development and happy news that occurs with a relative or with a domestic situation. So I want you to kind of fill me in right now on your life and your reality. Does any of this make sense just yet?
Yes, it does make sense to me. Let me put it to you this way, that I'm working in the family business.
Ah, okay.
And my dad is now sort of at the point where he wants to hand it over to the younger blood in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And it could possibly be, you know, he wants to take, sort of like a back seat. And it could well be that I might step in, or one or two family members might step in and take over and let him sort of enjoy his retirement. By the way, he's 91.
Oh, wow. Wonderful.
And still very active in the business.
Yes, and don't worry. I'm not seeing anything worrisome about his health in the coming year. I am seeing you benefiting from this family change, this dynamic in the change in career direction as well. I am seeing it all over your chart, John. So this is quite exciting for you.
Let me say that I'm feeling something is going to happen, you know, in the next year or two.
Mm-hmm. I believe.
And I feel quite optimistic.
Was that, I'm just curious, was that the situation that you were hoping that I would see, or was there something else that you wanted me to look at for you?
Yes, I've got a talent that very few pick up. I'm very clairvoyant.
Okay.
And I keep very quiet. You know, I see a lot of things as well, and I see the prospect is very good for the future.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah,
well,
it is. Absolutely.
Well, John, I hope that you found this valuable.
Yes, I did. It's definitely very interesting. I would say that I feel, you know, feel very optimistic, although sometimes I do feel, you know, I feel like banging my head against a wall sometimes.
Well, I think, to be honest with you, John, I think we've all had that experience. But I do want to thank you for calling in today all the way from South Africa. I really do appreciate it.
Have a great 2017.
Thanks, Mary.
Next up is Nick from West Covina, California. At least that's where he was born. On December 12th, he was born at 11:55 a.m. And Maria DeSimone is going to tell him what the stars have in store for 2017. Nick, welcome to the program. And Marie's going to tell you your astrological reading for 2017.
Hi there, Nick.
Hi,
Happy New Year.
Thanks. Same to you guys.
So, Nick, are you familiar with your astrology or with astrology in general?
Somewhat. I'm not too big into it, though.
Okay. But you do know that your sun is in Sagittarius, correct? When you were born, the sun was traveling through that constellation. And so that is actually where my focus is for you for this year, because the planet Saturn is currently traveling through Sagittarius. And Saturn represents restriction, limitation. It's blocks. Saturn is a teacher. He has great demands. He's very serious about us rolling up our sleeves, doing the work, and not complaining. And if we are diligent and if we do what we have to do under Saturn's rule, we are rewarded. We're rewarded later. That's the thing with Saturn. He's all about later. He's not right now. He's Father Time. So Saturn has been in Sagittarius, and what is happening for you that's relevant in your life is that at the very, very tail end of 2016, late December, into early January of 2017, Saturn is going to be right next to your sun. And what this often means is a significant turning point in our life. It takes 29 years for Saturn to go around the zodiac, which means 29 years for Saturn to be next to anyone's sun sign. And it's often a time of brand new responsibilities happening. It's a time where we may not feel like we can shine our light the way that we want to without doing a great deal of work or listening to an authority figure. The sun represents your vitality and your light, and Saturn is the boss, the father, the authority figure, the responsibility. So in your life, coming up very soon, right in at the end of the year into the new year, there is this new responsibility. It may very well be work or career related, because for you, the sun is at the top of your chart, right by the career sector. And what that means is that Saturn goes right from touching your sun to touching this all-important angle called the midheaven, the career sector. And it all happens in January. And so you are going to feel January as quite possibly a very stressful month, a turning point month, and there are themes of authority figures connected to you. This may be your father, but this may also be your boss or other authority figures connected to your profession. And you are supposed to take responsibility. You are supposed to willingly take on a new level of maturity in your professional life and with your work and with your life direction. So tell me a little bit about where you are now in that area of your life and if this makes any sense.
Oh, it does. I've applied for a job, and I'm supposed to be hearing about that job come January, February of this year. As well as at my current job, I have a different shift that I'm going to come January. So.
Now that job that you just applied to, will it entail you taking on greater responsibilities than you have in the past?
It'll be a different responsibility than
than what you're doing now. Does it have anything to do with your life direction, your goals, or is it just a job?
It does with goals. It was something that I wanted to do when I was a little younger. But unfortunately, I didn't have the time to do it because of the recession. So
this is important. Good. Okay, I asked you those questions for a reason. Because when Saturn's at the top of your chart, if you are not aligned to a goal, to an important professional goal, then it's often experienced as tremendous frustration with the position that you get. You may feel constantly pushed down by the boss or by authority figures. However, if you are pursuing a goal and you are working towards that goal, this ends up becoming a reward cycle for you. And you are very fortunate because even though Saturn is there by your sun, there by your career sector, you have the simultaneous support of Uranus, making beautiful links to both your sun and the midheaven. And this doesn't happen often to everybody, but because this is happening to you, I can make the final judgment that this job will be beneficial for you, and it will help lead you into a new and exciting direction that ultimately puts you in the seat of authority for your career path, for what you want to do. So January, February may not be easy, but I see you getting what you want. I see you getting to where you want to go. So I want to wish you the best of luck, and roll your sleeves up, do the work, because Saturn does want to reward you for that, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
And yeah, it sounds like it was meaningful for you, Nick.
It definitely was. It definitely was. Something that I've been working hard for, so it's kind of reassuring to know that, you know, as long as I keep working, it'll come through.
You've got this.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We have Elena on the line. She was born in Mexico City, November 16th. At 5:03 p.m., and Maria DeSimone is going to tell her what the stars hold for 2017. Maria?
Hi, Elena. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So, Elena, are you familiar with astrology? Have you ever seen your chart, or is this brand new?
No, it's brand new. I know the stars, you know, influence us, but I'm not sure about my...
Okay. All right. So you've never seen your birth chart, and you're one of the people that I encourage to go to my website and make a free copy of your birth chart so you could see visibly what I'm talking about if you're interested.
Okay.
But there are two cycles. There are two cycles that come up for you that I want to talk about for 2017. One is a little bit stressful, and the other one is very fortunate. Okay. So we have a nice balance here. Let's get the stress out of the way first. Over 2017, I am seeing stress to your moon. Now, the moon represents your emotions, but also family life, your domestic world. And Uranus in astrology represents chaos and disruption when it is harshly aspecting another planet. In your case, Elena, I am seeing Uranus in the sky coming to make a square, which is a difficult link to your moon, which represents home, family, and your emotions. This does begin in April of 2017. Now, traditionally, astrologers look at difficult links with Uranus to the moon to symbolize some kind of family disruption. It most obviously can mean a move, but it would be the kind of move that you're not really excited about. It's a disruptive situation. Now, your moon in your birth chart is placed in the ninth house, which is internationalism. So do you have any family living in another country right now?
Yes.
Okay. So this may actually apply to those family members. The disruption that I'm seeing might not be you specifically. It might actually be the family that you have in another country that you are going to experience over 2017. You'll understand this in April. And whatever that disruption is for them, it's probably going to affect you, at least emotionally. Does that even make sense just yet?
Yes,
it does. It already makes sense to you, so you kind of understand what I'm talking about.
Well, I don't see anything like right now going on.
Okay.
You don't know the event yet.
Okay, so now the moon is also feminine energy. So sometimes this is mom, sister, and female energy that you have in your family. And again, this does come up in April. So just kind of be there to lend support if a family member is going through something at that time. And another possibility with this transit is that if your birth time is spot on accurate, this might also be a bit of a career transition for you. But this would depend on you knowing for sure that you have a precise birth time. So the career transition can have to do with educational situation, an interruption in education or a need to get some kind of a certification or license, finding out that you need to get this additional certification. And it may be a little emotionally unsettling if that does happen in April. But now the good news is that by the time we get to next fall, specifically late October into November, I'm actually seeing a ton of work opportunity for you. If you don't already feel this, you're going to feel this for sure when we get to late October. So much work and happier work. You're going to be much happier with the work that you're doing and the people that you work with. And in addition to this, in November, your personal relationship, either with your marriage partner if you're married, someone you're dating, is going to become very happy and fortunate. And this is all happening by the third week of November. So if you're already in a relationship, there's going to be a very nice boost to that relationship. But in November, some good luck, something very nice happening for you and your partner. If you just meet someone over the next year, then this relationship would get more serious and happier by November. So you do have that to look forward to. Do you have any questions for me?
Not really, but I just got married. So,
congratulations. Probably.
Thank you.
That's
so much.
Very nice. Well, then.
In July.
You got married in July.
And thinking about, what you said about my career and things like that, I've been thinking about, getting another more certified, more training so I can make more money and things like that. So I've been taking some classes now. Mm-hmm. So it just pretty much explains what some aspects of what I'm going through.
That makes sense. And in April, you may find out something a little disruptive or unsettling about the classes you're taking. Maybe you find out you have to do something else that you didn't realize. But don't worry. See it through, because I am seeing huge opportunities for you in the fall with work. And I'll leave you with this. The really nice good luck and happy things that I'm seeing for you and your partner that start in October, November. I will tell you that if the two of you are looking to have a baby, you are entering an extremely fertile time by early 2018, January, February. So if you decide to start trying for a baby in the fall into early next 2018, it looks like it's going to be very successful. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Elena.
Thank you, Jim.
Good luck, Elena.
Now, almost every year, Maria, you do me a great favor. And you do a little mini reading for me on the show, and I always look forward to that. I was born June 28th, 3:42. 342. That year is getting further and further out, so I'm getting older and older, so I'm not going to admit to it. I'm going to be 39 perpetually. But June 28th, 3:42 p.m., Cleveland, Ohio. Mm-hmm. So tell us what the stars have in store for moi.
Okay, Jim, my friend. Well, we know you have this wonderful Cancer sun, but I'm actually going to talk today about your Sagittarius moon. Your moon is all about what you need to feel safe. It's home and family life. And the moon in Sagittarius is this need to express one's opinions and beliefs and to be respected for them. And I actually share the same moon sign as you, so I get that. I get that need to get your opinions respected, to feel validated emotionally by exploring the big questions and the big meaning of life. Now, your moon is placed in the second house in your chart, which is all about your self-worth, profile, your talents, but also your money and possessions. And moon is home and family. So where I'm going with this is that right at the very start of 2017, that planet Saturn, which is all about limitation, but also responsibility, Saturn is going to say hey to your moon, and that could be a little emotionally stifling. You may feel it in your pocketbook. This could be an absolutely mundane home expense, something about the structure of your home needing repair. That's very common when Saturn and the moon collide. And so that could be coming up for you in the new year. This could also, however, be a reflection of some limitation in earnings that are related to an international business pursuit, something in the publishing industry. And I say that because the moon, although it's in your second house of earned income, the moon rules your ninth house of publishing, internationalism, legal matters, advertising, and broadcasting.
Okay.
So there might be a little bit of a limitation for you financially coming up into the new year. But Saturn is actually teaching you how to consolidate your resources and to focus on pursuing revenue streams that are the most meaningful, both consistent with your beliefs and ideals and opinions, the Sagittarius part of it, and your talents. So that is an interesting lesson that you're going to have on and off for 2017. You're going to feel it in January. You're going to feel it again in September, also a little bit August and September. Now, the great news is that once that lesson has been weaved in, you are coming into a phenomenal cycle. You kind of have to wait till October of 2017, and I didn't talk about this much with the general astrology because I focused on Jupiter and Libra, but Jupiter is going to go into Scorpio on October 10th, and this is a big deal for you, my friend, because you're Scorpio rising. So in October, the third week of October, Jupiter meets your ascendant, your rising sign. This is a big deal. It happens once every 12 years. It's a big opening, a new beginning for your ideals and your luck. It is new opportunities for partnership in business that are going to flourish and be very positive. Now, something else also happens when Jupiter comes to your ascendant. Before Jupiter comes to your ascendant, he's been traveling in your 12th house, which is the most hidden area of your chart. Jupiter in the 12th house, people think that, oh, it's such a waste of luck because Jupiter, the planet of luck, is hidden. Well, I disagree because I have Jupiter there in my natal chart. So having Jupiter in your 12th house is known as guardian angel protection, cosmic luck, and hidden benevolence. So I have it for my entire life because it's there natally, but you have it now. You've had this probably November of 2016, and you have it up until October of 2017. So there is somebody working behind the scenes on your behalf that you don't know about.
Huh.
Just when you think things get bad in life, if anything does get bad, you will be rescued because of this Jupiter in the 12th house. So please don't worry about anything going too wrong in your life over the next year because you have this divine protection that you would only get once every 12 years. Now, what I love about when transiting Jupiter moves out of the 12th house and then comes into the first house is that you find out who your hidden angel was. So pay attention to that theme in October. You're going to find out who's been talking you up behind the scenes to get you an opportunity.
This is like a actual person. We're not talking about a spirit guide or anything like that. We're talking about a
person.
It
could be both. You find out what it is, though. You find out the situation. It makes sense. Now, and for you, I will say this is financial. So the financial crunch that I'm seeing for you at those other three dates, I know for sure that there's some kind of not only solution, but hidden help. There is absolutely behind-the-scenes protection working for your benefit. And the reason why I say this is financial benefit is because in your chart, Jupiter is the ruler of your second house of earned income. And so there is also maybe some kind of a hidden talent that you have that's going to be able to come out by October for you to make some extra money. That's also another possibility.
That's interesting because I do have some new ideas for some new things I'm going to kick off in 2017. And, you know, it's one of those things that's going to take a few months to get going. So maybe that's when we start to see the return on it.
Well, that makes sense because you would be very private about it. It would be working behind the scenes. Nobody knows your business about whatever this is while Jupiter's in your 12th house. And you're ready to make the great reveal once Jupiter goes into your first house. So you're going to know who your hidden benefactor was, but you're also revealing something at that time, and new business relationships can form after October. Very fortunate for you. Okay,
wow, so that's very good. Cool. Well, hey, short-term pain, possibly long-term gain, sounds like it.
I love it. Yep, sounds like it to me.
Well, Maria, I think that was a very successful session with callers, as we do every year. And I really do appreciate it. And I know people literally email me throughout the year and say, oh, when's the next time Maria is coming on? So this really is something I look forward to every single year.
Oh, me too. So many of your listeners end up contacting me throughout the year at different times after they've listened to your show. And they say, you know, I've always wanted to have a session with you. Now's the time. And it's just, it warms my heart because your listeners are so open to astrology. They take it seriously. They respect this art. And I'm so excited to share it with your audience.
So if along that line, people want to learn more about Maria DeSimone, all of the things that you offer, where do they go? What do they do? What will they find?
InsightfulAstrology.com is the hub. So all you have to do is go there and you'll find all sorts of information.
Very good. And I mean, we were talking about, I mean, when you say all sorts of information, I just want to be clear to people. You've got video horoscopes and all different things there,
yep,
don't
those
you?
Those are free. Yeah, the video horoscopes are free. There is a free chart maker if you want to make your own birth chart and see what it looks like. And then if you're ready to have a personal consultation, you can schedule that right there. You can sign up for my classes. The waiting list for classes is there. And membership. Membership options give you things like astrology reports, access to teleseminars, and other goodies that are for Insightful Astrology members only. So great fun.
Very much. And when we get together like this, it's great fun every year. And guess what? It won't even be that long until I'm sending you an email, Maria, saying, you know, it's time for our 2018 New Year show. Can you believe it?
Seriously.
It will be here. It will be here very quickly.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to grow old together on internet radio.
That's right. We're going to be, hi, Maria. This is year number 34, and I'm so glad to be with you once again. I think I'm going to make it next year. It's the big year. Now,
Oh, gosh. Yep, I agree.
Our guest has been Maria DeSimone, astrologer par excellence. And we hope that you have a happy, healthy, safe, prosperous, great 2017. Thank you so much for your support this year. And we look forward to a great new year. We'll talk to you then. Have a great week, everybody. And happy new year. Now for the legal disclaimer. We do not accept money from publishers or content producers in exchange for interviews. However, as with most media outlets, in the majority of cases, we do receive complimentary copies of books and DVDs that we feature on our podcasts. Your purchases of books, DVDs, and other items via our Amazon.com links benefit Jim Harold and JimHarold.com and help us continue our programming. The sponsor messages you hear on the programs are paid endorsements, although we really do like them. For the full disclaimer, go to JimHarold.com, and thanks for listening.